Blog Talk Radio.
To say good morning, sheep. That's what I meant to say. I have had the most difficult time getting to you this morning. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs 31, and we will start reading from there. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, to my son, oh, what, the son of my womb, and what, the son of my vows, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor princes strong drink. Excuse me. Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of the kings of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, to those that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Remember, excuse me, open thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of all such are appointed to destruction. Verse 9, open thy mouth, judge righteously, for the plea, excuse me, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is for above rubies. The heart of a husband doeth safely trust in her. So he shall be, so he shall have no need of spoils. She will do him good and will, and she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh, and worketh willfully with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth, raiseth also while it is, and rises, she rises also while it is night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion of, and a portion to her maids. She considereth a field and buys it with her hands. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength. She strengthens her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her cattle goes not out by night. She lays her hand, her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. This distaff is like a wooden pole. It's about an inch long and very thin. It's not a stick pole. She stretches out her hands to the poor. Yea, she stretches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow of her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet, and scarlet is a red color. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her hand, her husband, is known in the gates. When he sitteth among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen. She selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor her. Let me read that again. Are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Children rise up and call her blessed, her own husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuous, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is in vain, or is useless. But the woman that fears the Lord, shall she be praised. Give her the fruits of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. I have read you Psalms 31 in its entirety, and I pray that God will give it understanding as well blessing to your heart. Now, let us have a word of prayer. I have had such a difficult time in getting to you, Sheep, this morning, but I want to pray. Let us thank God. Let us pray. Thank our Heavenly Father for waking us up this morning and every day. Father, thank you for taking care of us, not allowing us to eat the foods that we want to eat, but we eat that which is in Leviticus chapter 11. All the people, all the sheep you have called to do your will, Father, please give them the courage to do so, as you have given me the courage to do what I do right now, and that is speaking to your people. God, thank you. Or Father, thank you for giving us right mind. Thank you for giving us health. Although Satan has been attacking my health lately, thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, my hometown. Although I am saving money to move myself from Detroit, allow me to find a place that's close to Detroit, but out of Detroit. And Father, I would want you to come along with me. Those of you who listen to this program, I want you to remember that we were brought to this country as slaves in 1619. Read it in Genesis chapter 15, where Abraham cried, told that we would be slaves here for 200 years. So in 2019, look forward to us leaving this country with riches. And I pray that Yeshua will allow it to happen and give us our strength. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath observance is started Friday evening and ends today or Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your 3 P's ready, that is your pen, pencil, and paper, to jot down any references that I may give or any scriptures. Welcome to Sabbath School. We are in the book Acts chapter 20. Last week I left off in Acts 19 verse 30. I intend to pick up there. Since I am so short of time, I will start reading in Acts 20, And I will try to come back to chapter 19 of Acts, verse 30, and there and read all of it where I have left off. It is important that you remember that Paul had gone over to Rome at the time, I think it was, and he was telling that the silversmiths, those who made gods by hand, they are no gods. Those were the things that he was preaching, and that was bold of Paul to preach at that time. Now, if you remember, read it for yourselves, and I will pick up when I have time to do that. I have had to use sheep today, and we were to read chapter 20. So let me start doing reading as much as I can of that today. And after the uproar had was ceased, Paul called unto him his disciples and embraced them in much exhortation. He came to Greece, and he abode where he stayed there 3 months. And then, and when the Jews laid wait for him, he was about to sail to Cyprus, he supposed he would return to Macedonia. And there he accompanied, and there Berea and Thessalonica, Artiscus and Sidonius and Gaius and of Debre and Timotheus of Asia. Forgive me for pronouncing these names to you. I am doing the best that I can. I think it's called Trachycus and Phlegmus. Those going before carried for us at Phocis, and we sailed away from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came unto them to Troas in 5 days, where we abode, or we stayed 7 days. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them ready to depart on tomorrow to end continue his speech until midnight. Lord, this is not the way that I wanted this to go, but this is me being human. Verse 8, I am in chapter 20 of Acts, and when there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being deep sleep, and Paul was long at preaching, he sank down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was wakened and was taken up dead. And Paul fell down and fell on him and embraced him. Trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. When he therefore eaten and talked a long while, even until break of day. So he departed. And they brought up the young man alive, and he was not a little comfort. Let me read chapter verse 12 again. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comfort. Verse 13. And they went before to ship. And they went before to ship and came unto Asphos. There intended to take Paul, for he had departed, mending himself to go afoot. And when he and Asphos retook him and came to Mytilene, and he resell his, and came to the next day over to, I guess that's Chios, and the next day he arrived in Samos and carried at Cogumus, and the next day we came to Miletus, and Paul had determined to sail to Ephesus, for he would not spend time in Asia, as he hasted. And hasted means to go fast, or he hasted. If it were possible for him to be in Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. Verse 17, and from Malchias he fell to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, from the first day that I came to Asia, after that manner, I have been with you all at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility. Humility is the soundness of mind, and with many tears and temptations which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. Then the verse 19 again. Of course, you see, I want you to read this chapter yourselves. Today I have not had a great start, but God knows what is going on, and he sees me. He is always invited. He's here with me and in this program and with me. Verse 19, serving the Lord with all humility or mind, of mind, and with tears and temptation shall befall me by the lying of wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that is profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I'm bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost which is in the day, and that bound and affliction, that bonds and afflictions abide me. Chapter 20, none of those things move me, neither I count my life dear to myself, so I might finish my course with joy and my ministry, which I received of the Lord Jesus Christ, to testify the gospel of grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. For wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you the counsel of God for to yourselves and to all of the flock. Verse 28, I will read again. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock of which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed the church of God, which has purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparking all of your ministry. Verse 30 again. For all yourselves shall men arise, speaking perverse things and drawing away disciples from you. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now remember, brethren, I commend to you God to teach the word of grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. I have covered no man, silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and unto them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so labored you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And then he thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept so, and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake. They that should see his face no more, and accompanied him. God has blessed me to read all of verse 20. But if you feel understand me, I pray that you go back over it. For of prayer to our Father in heaven. Father, we thank you for protecting us even in our sleep from the evil one and his followers. Father, thank you for finding us and bringing us in, out of the lost world. Thank you for bringing us into your world. Thank you. We surrender unto you. I surrender all to you. Thank you for allowing me to have this program. And next week, help me to do better and talk better and get on the telephone and talk to my sheep. Remember, sheep, on Amazon, find my three books, The Passing, The Unseen, and my children's book, The Broken Plan. Thank you all for listening to me. You could have done something else. You could have gone somewhere else. I thank you. Remember, God loves you, and so do I.
Jesus is love.